We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Ches Amud Beis, and we just learned the Machlokes Rava and Rav Yosef. If you have a guma, you have a pit in the ground that's 9 tefachim deep, is it have a din Rosh Hashanah Rabim or not? Because we find by a Amud that's 9 tefachim high, that's din Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Why? Because Rabim Makatim Allah. The question is 9 tefachim deep, a pit 9 tefachim deep, is din Rosh Hashanah Rabim or not? Rav Yosef says, yeah, it's the same thing like a Amud. And Rava says, no, since it's hard to use, it's Tashmisha De'etchak, therefore it does not have a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So the Gemara is going to go ahead and try another question on Rava. Eisvei, Rava is the one who says that it's not called Rosh Hashanah Rabim, not in Tvachim Deep. Eisvei, I'm going to ask you a kasha. It says, by Erev Tchumim, the halacha is that you're not allowed to go out of your city more than 2,000 amos. If you do want to do that, you could place an Erev 2,000 amos away from your city, and that could be a makom shvisa, that becomes your city, and then you can walk 2,000 amos from there, the other way, you know, further away. But it only could be considered your place if in that place I can eat from it. I can eat from the Erev. But if I put the Erev, let's say, for example, you put the Erev on a tree, and you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos, you don't take something off a tree, you don't have a Shabbos, it won't be a good Erev. And the same thing if it's in a makom where it's a behaitzah, and you can't eat there, you can't use that as an Erev. So it's Eisvek. It says in the Braisim, Neskavin Lishbois B'Shusha Rabim. On top of Chesam HaBeis over here. Neskavin Lishbois B'Shusha Rabim. Someone had Kavana, he wants to be Koina Shvisa, he wants his Mokim to be in that place in B'Shusha Rabim, which is around 2,000 amas out of his city. He wants that to be his Mokim Shvisa. But the Niach Aruba, you don't put the Erev on B'Shusha Rabim, the cars will drive right over it with the wagons. But Niach Aruba of a bar, you put the Erev in a bar. He was scavenging to have shvisim shirabim, but he put the Erev in the bar. So it says in the Braisa, and we'll see, we have to explain what this means. It says, L'mayla meyod tvachim ruv Erev. If it's above your tvachim, then it's a good Erev. L'mat of your tvachim, if it's below your tvachim, ain't a ruv Erev. It's not a good Erev. So Gemara says, what does that mean? L'mayla, l'mat, what does that mean? Hechidami, what does that mean? Ilayim of a bar, ispe asara. If it's about a bar that has 10 tvachim, it's 10 tvachim deep, or more. And l'mayla means, well, lamayla means like this: the dolly voice, where you put it higher than ten tefachim in the bar, and lamato means the tesoy voice, where you put it lower than ten tefachim in the bar. And we're saying that if it's lamayla v'tefachim ruv erev, if it's lamato, it's not a good erev. What do you mean? Either way, it's a shushiyachid. I cannot get, if I'm mechavim to have shvisa shirabim, there's no way I get my erev because my erev is a shushiyachid. I can't take it out and eat it here in my makom shvisa. Then malilu lamato. What seems weird? I put it into the bar. Higher or lower, the ma'aseh is in the bar. It's in the makom shushu yachid. Hu b'makom echad, his shvisa is in one place, but ruv makom achad, his erev is in another place, which doesn't work. Erev makom achad. Elalav, we're talking about a bar less be'asar. Talking about it doesn't have 10 tefachim. It's a bar that was only 9 tefachim deep. V'ketani, a ruv erev. And this is how you read the braisa. That if you near, if niach eruv bar, if it's a mile of your tefachim, which means if it's a mile of your tefachim, it's not deep, it's less deep than 10 tefachim eruv erev, because then it's 9 tefachim and it has din rishus rabim. Lamat of your tefachim, you can't, it's not an erev because din rishus yachid. So it sounds mamash like arvesev. It's totally eruv erev. Alma tashvus eidchak shmei tashvus. You see that we're saying it's a mile of your, which means 9 tefachim. It's a good erev. Why? Because din rishus rabim. If it's din rishus rabim, that means it's a right to Rav Yosef and not like Rava. So Gemara, Rav has two terutim. Zimna Mishayle, sometimes they answer like this. The case was, according to Rav, a 9 tefachim deep guma is a karmelis. The case was, a skavin lishmois wasn't just a rabbin, it was in a karmelis. He was a skavin to be shavis in a karmelis, and the bar was also a karmelis. Not a carry from a karmelis to karmelis. Zimna Mishayle, shuhu veruve ve karmelis. They're both, him and the air were in karmelis. The Brian says, the skavin lishmois was just a rabbin. My corollary is a rabbin. Levisha ain't Rosh Yachid. Just means to say it's not Rosh Yachid, but of course it was not a Rosh Rabbin either. It was a karmelis. That's one mahalach halim b'raisa. The zimna mashan le. Other times he answered that we're talking about Rosh Rabbin and the ruv was a karmelis. Even if you go into Rava, a 9 tefach deep, or types like Rav Yosef the b'raisa, the mile of yud means 9 tefach deep, and the mat of yud means 10 tefach deep. It's 10 tefach deep, and it's Rosh Yachid. Even the other way, they were saying, Huva Ruva Vakarma, same thing. It was 10 tefachim deep, then it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. They now like carry from a caramelist to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a caramelist. But here we're talking about the 9 tefachim deep is a Ruva Erev. What's the Pshat? So Rav Yosef said Pshat is because Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So Rav has two terusim. Either we're talking about he's standing in a caramelist, and the caramelist is a caramelist. Or even if you're Rosh Hashanah Rabim, still could be Erev, even though it's in a Karmas. What's the Pshat? Who is Rav and Ruva Bekarmas? But Rebbe, it's going according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds that since a Erev, the Shvisa, you kind of Shvisa, when you kind of Shvisa, when you kind of Erev, Bein HaShmashas. And Bein HaShmashas, you're allowed to do Issadar Rabbanon. Since you're allowed to do Issadar Rabbanon, but Shas, and I do Issadar Rabbanon, but Shas Bein HaShmashas, so it's Shaykh for Oort, it to be Chal. Dama called Dava Shum Shvos, Logos Rulav Bein HaShmashas. Anything that's with Shvos, you could geyser, you were not geyser, anything that's Rabbanon, you weren't geyser, Bein HaShmashas. And therefore, it could be a good Erev. It could be a good Erev. So Rav has a Gishmak of Pshat. Avad is a Karmelis, Amr Shurab, and I is Issadar Rabbanon, take him a Karmelis. No, going, since Erev is Koinem HaShmashas, and Bein HaShmashas, there's no Issadar Rabbanon, therefore it could be called Huve Ruv Makam Echad. And Lagavi, if you pass like Rebbe, is not Sugina, but it's, I think it's similar to Shemem Gimel, or Shemem Beis, that talks about if we paskin by Bein HaShmashas, we let it do Malacha Bein HaShmashas. Okay. But Loi Tema, Rav is being a riot to his pshat that Tashmash Adet Chak is not called a Shtamshas. Rav is being a riot. Loi Tema, I'm just being doicha you, this Brysa, like Bakasha, I'm just doicha the Brysa. You know, I have to say this pshat Brysa, because I have a riot in my pshat. Ela Daf Kamil, I'm telling you a Daf like that. The Tanakh, I have a Mishnah to riot to me. It says like this. In the middle of Shurabim, there was this little like puddle, a nice sized puddle. But Shurabim halachas by him, Shurabim was walking through it. Hazorik asoch arba amis chayiv. You throw from Shurabim into there, you're chayiv because it's close to Shurabim. Vekama hu rakak mayim. How deep could it be rakak mayim, this puddle be? Pachad v'asar tvachim. Long as less than 10 tvachim deep, it's close to Shurabim. And then the Mishnah ends off again. Rakak mayim shushus rabim alechas by a puddle that the shusharabim walks through. Hazorik l'soich abam is chayiv. You throw into it. For am is chayiv. So it's a repeat a little bit. It started with my rakak mayim shusharabim alechas by. Then said how deep ten tefachim. Said again the halacha. So Rav explains. Bishlam rakak trezimni. Bishlam tells the din of puddles twice. That there's a point to that. Why? Chad ma'isachav. Chad ma'isakshamim. One teaches that even in the summer, a puddle is a shusharabim. One says even in the winter, the puddle is still called a shusharabim. And tzricha, you have to teach us both things. Diashminan maisachama. If you only taught us the din that a puddle is considered a shusharabim in the summer, you would say why? That be the inner sakuri nafshar. A person likes cooling himself off. He doesn't mind going through a puddle. That is why it can be called a shusharabim. A maisak shaman, that you don't want to get yourself too cold, get a frostbite. So you're not going to go through it. Maybe Emre Loi, it's not called Shusharabim. That's any of the Chiddush. If you don't make the Shusharabim, I'll say, you know, there, I don't mind to walk through puddles. I got to admit, if I'm dirty anyway, make you an Akhis, I'll go into the puddle. I might say, Chama, well, I'm not dirty. Maybe Loi wouldn't be called Shusharabim. Tzricha, both halachas, that's Shusharabim. So that we understand, you have to repeat over Rukak twice. But why do you have to say twice that Shusharabim alechas boy? Helehiluch trezim melomeli. Just say one time, say again, Rekak Mayim again, just teach us the other, you know, Yemoisachama and Yemoisakasham. Why did Hiluch two times? Elav Shvami, no, teach us this lesson that Hiluch, Ideat Chak, Shme Hiluch. That Hiluch, walking Ideat Chak, is called Hiluch and it's called Shurabim. Avot Hashmash Ideat Chak, Lois with Hashmash. There's Shtamshus on something that's not easy, it's not called a Shtamshus, and it's not making a Shurabim. Shvami, no, we see from here like a riot to Rava. Rava's being a riot to himself. That a guma that's 9 tefachim deep will not have din shusharabim, and what's the reason? Because it's very hard to use, and only a pole that's easy, it's 9 tefachim high, it's easy to mekatef alav, to set a package on it, to masad the packages, only that will be called a rishus shusharabim. Zok Gemara Vayit, Amar Rav Yehuda, high zirz of the kani, you have this bundle of long reeds, big bundle. Rama of a Zakve, and he's rolling it, he's basically moving it in the Shurab. How does he move it? He stands it up, pushes it on the side. Stands it up, pushes it on the side. Like, he turns it over itself. That's how he's rolling it in the Shurab. He stands it up, pushes it down. Stands it up, pushes it down. How is yours of the Kani? Rama of a Zakve, Rama of a Zakve. He puts it down, stands it up. Loi Mechayiv, you're not Chayiv. Why? Because he didn't move the Dal Amas. He kept on stopping every Amas. Ad Akale, until you pick it up and move it for Amas. And Tosis explains that this is different than rolling something. Rolling something, of course, you're chayiv. Why? Could you roll something, it doesn't stop. But here, every time it stands up, it goes down, it stops. And therefore, it's not called moving Dal Amas. When you roll something, it goes straight. It's a one shot that goes like Dal Amas, Havar Dal Amas. But this is not Havar, it keeps on stopping, It's not Havara Dal Ramis. And L'chair, it doesn't say it's mutter to do this, just not L'mechayim, because we know even less than Dal Ramis Shisharabim is the Isidra Abonim to do. He might carry Dal Ramis. So therefore, just saying Loi Mechayim, you're not Chayim, because since it's stopped, Evi Amma, so it's not called Havara Dal Ramis. Omamar, we learned the Braisa before that says like this. We said Pshat then already, but now the Gemara is going to explain Pshat. The same thing we said before. We knew already from Rashi, but let's see the Gemara analyze this. Omamar, it says in the Braisa, Odom Oimed Al Eskufa, a person can stand on a stoop of the front door, he could take from inside the house and give inside the house. Take and give. He could take from the guy in the Onion of Shiravim back and forth. Now what's Pshat? What is this a skufa? Hi a skufa, my. What is this a skufa? Ilema of a skufa Shiravim. If we're talking about a skufa that was in the Rosh Hashirabim, for example, it was the front stoop of the house, but there was no lechi. All the mechitzas were, you know, to the inside, and this was to the outside. There's no roof on this. So it's a pashtus shesharavim. So how can you take from the balabayis? Noit the balabayis, hamapik. He's doing her tzor, mishashiyachos shesharavim. Ve'elo. So you tell me what the skufa. Skufa shesharavim. It was talking about the skufa for the front door that had a roof. It was in front of the lechi. It was you know, part of the house. Part of the house. So then it's mishashiyachos. And then how can it say noit the ani? How can you take from the ani and the shesharavim? Makamayil. You make an achnosa of Mishra Mishra. So what's the case? Eliyahu told me, it was a karmelis. It was 4x4, and it wasn't 10 tefachim high. It was a self-standing structure, self-standing front steps that was 4x4, but not 10 tefachim high. So it's a karmelis. So it's toshver. Noitol v'noisin l'chatchila, soif sasur meika. How could you carry l'chatchila from the balvayis from the oni? We know from a karmelis which is rabim or a karmelis which is yachid is also lechatchila. So what is in the world is the case of a skupa? El zok the gemara v'skupa makom tur v'amuhu. We're talking about skupa is a makom tur. Kegoyin, what was the case? Let's say Abraaba. It was a self-standing structure, you know, attached to the house, in front of the house, but not part of the walls of the house, and didn't have an overhang either, and it was not 4x4. And that then has the makom patur. V'chidchaz also Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yechna makom she'im bar al bar al bar tochem. Places not have 4x4 tochem. That's either the shirab or the yachid. It's mutter the yachid. When the shirab and the katav lo, they're both mutter to put the stuff there. Because it's a makom patur. Uvavach lo yechlifu. But you can't go from the balabayis to the ani like we spoke a few blad ago. You can't take from one and give it to the other one. We'll talk about that momentarily. You can't take from one the other one. But yavadi let her put something down on the makom patur. But if you do from one, if you're trying to transfer from the Shiravim Shiyachid and you put it down here just as a shtick to try to get it from one place to another place, that's also because you might come to Agzera to Mezalzan and take out from Shiravim Shiyachid directly. So I think we're right. Omamar, looked at Brisa before. Omvad, same thing like Lois Achlifu, Omvad, that the guy standing on the skupa, Shalyito Balabayis, shouldn't take, like say, a piece of challah from the Balabayis, but no use in the Oni and give it to the Oni. He's standing on the scoop, and he passes from here to here. Ma'ani, or he takes from the ani, even though it's Ma'avayas. And if he took it, and if he did it, then Shlosh Tam Turim, all three parter. Didn't do anything wrong. Right, the Gemara, let me have a tiff to the Rava, maybe it's a kasha on Rava. Because Rava said, I'm a Rava, let's say someone does Havara in the Shiravim for Amis, but while he's carrying it, he carries it above Yud Tfachim. So it goes through a Makam Ptur. I'm a Rava, Ma'ave Chavit Ptchilas Arbol Seif above Shiravim. Even though he picks it up, he holds it above himself, the whole way, and then he puts it down, chayiv. So you see, even if it goes through a makom tur, chayiv. So why here, if it goes from shesher yachid to shesher rabim through a makom tur, why is it potter? Why is it different than Rava's case, the kasha and Rava? And for the Gemara, hasam lo noch, but Rava's case did not noch. Hacha noch. Here it's settled. What does it mean, hacha noch? So Rashi learns what it means is, since he was standing in the Makom Patur, it's ki'ilu it settled over there, while he brought it from Shiyachad to Shiravim. Because since he's standing there, it's ki'ilu, that's where it's settled. And we said over last time, the Ravid holds that even has to stop for a second also in the Makom Patur. But either way, Rashi doesn't learn that. Rashi learns that that Gufa, he's standing in the Makom Patur, it's ki'ilu, it's nach there. And therefore, that is why it's potter when I bring it from Shiravim to Shiyachid, Derech Makom Tor. If I'm standing in the Makom Tor, then it's Ke'ilu, it stopped there. And that is the reason why you are potter.